This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
As a young child right. Here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. All right, there's an obscure reference on this, I think, from Patrick. Yes, Patrick.
Yes, does anybody remember the TV show Cop Rock?
Yeah, yes, Cop Rock. Oh. Yeah, that was when they had music. It was like a music video television show, Cop Rock. All right, it is 8 o'clock, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, WWBX HD2 Boston as well. 978 texter says it's Wednesday. Where is the Game of Thrones talk? And we will do that at 8:30.
Okay.
Right?
I can't wait.
It's a half an hour away. Whether you loved it or you hated it, you can join in at 8:35.
Relax.
And maybe we'll add in a little Chernobyl talk.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Did you see episode 2?
Yes, I did. Oh, I told you yesterday.
I was stressed out all night about it.
Of course.
Oh, God.
I mean, I hate to say this when we're talking about Game of Thrones, but Chernobyl may be the best show currently on television that people are not watching.
Yeah.
We're two episodes in, and it's on HBO, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
All the emotions. Don't you go like emotion to emotion to emotion when you're watching that?
Yeah, but none of the emotions are good. It's like stress to sadness to anger.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh. All right. Heads up on tomorrow. Last show for us this week because I am taking the 6.5 hour drive to to watch my little girl graduate from college. I still haven't decided whether I'm giving her a gift or not.
Will you stop with the charade? The college education was not the gift.
Yes, it was.
You were doting dad.
There's no way you're not going to show up there
empty-handed.
What's the gift? Jewelry? I mean, it has to be jewelry,
yeah.
Right? I don't know if you know this or not, but Natalie, the uptalker, is here this morning. So,
hello. Two-time grad. It's true.
Where'd you graduate from?
Salve Regina University. Twice.
Yeah, Natalie has a master's.
You have a master's degree?
She has a master's in space.
Yeah, someone literally texted and they were like, doesn't she work for NASA? I'm like, no.
Did you get a gift?
It was money.
Oh, it was money?
Money. That's not usual.
That's the go-to.
And a giant card.
Uh-huh.
An ironic giant card.
I say you go homemade. One free daddy-daughter lunch. Anytime you want, at one of my places.
Here's a great text that says, Julia Hill be like new G. Pudis.
Exactly, thank
nope.
you.
Nope. Negative.
Positive.
Negative.
And then you'll keep the old
I got a new
tool around it.
I turned in my Corolla.
You have an extra. Give the Jeep to Shoe.
Shoe. Give her the Corolla.
Well, maybe we could offload that for a small for a small fee.
Teach her how to survive in the Corolla.
Let's see. Here's somebody who's graduating with their master's in 4 weeks, not expecting a gift at all. Well, that's different, I think, the master's. I mean, that's your second go at it. Did you get a gift when you got your master's?
I mean, it definitely wasn't as much. Like, I did, like, cake.
Uh-huh.
It was some money probably
cake.
Involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cake, money. Sounds like a fun party. I like it.
All right. It is 8:04. And before we get to Hill Mail, we got to get to this.
And now, nerds, Mike Hsu.
Try to understand, ladies. He's not used to being around women who aren't inflatable.
With today's Nerd Report.
To me, nerd stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
All right, time now for the Nerd Report with our Chief Nerd Officer, Mike Hsu. And there is some breaking nerd news this morning that everybody is excited about.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm excited about this, Greg.
Really?
But I'll tell you what it is. At the Moffitt Nathanson Media and Communication Summit, which I'm surprised you weren't at.
Ew.
the chairman of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger, confirmed that the next Star Wars film following the one that's coming up soon, The Rise of Skywalker, will be from the Game of Thrones showrunners.
Really?
Is it David Benioff and D.B. Weiss?
I have no... So, yeah.
They're projecting 2022 for their movie.
2022?
Yes.
Whoa. So is it going to be like a Game of Thrones-themed Star Wars film?
That's what I'm worried about, Greg. You're crossing the streams.
Yeah.
What are we going to have? Mother of Ewoks flying in on her dragon to destroy a full-on Imperial starbase? Fully functioning space station or whatever. Uh-huh. I mean, what's it going to be? So they're saying 2022 for this. They're waiting so long because they want their streaming service. Disney's got the streaming service coming out. Now, keep in mind, Disney...
Oh, it's going to compete with Netflix.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of Marvel stuff is disappearing from, like, Netflix and HBO and stuff, because they're going to... Because they own Marvel and they own Star Wars.
Right.
Think about that. So I think they may... If these are Game of Thrones guys, they're experts at miniseries, maybe the Star Wars project will be some kind of miniseries on the streaming service. That's my call.
The up-talking nerd has something to add here. Yes, yeah. What is it?
Didn't they just acquire Hulu, like, yesterday?
Yes, I do. Yes. I believe they did also, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So that's my
prediction. The up-talker up to date on the business news as well over there.
She's got a master's, Greg.
If it has to do with Disney, I'm like, I'm all about it.
So that's the deal. They're going to be doing not the next one, but the one after that coming out in 2022.
How long do you think they will keep making Star Wars films? I mean, Infinity and beyond?
You've got so many different characters. You got so many different story arcs.
Yeah.
You could, you know, and this is going to be brand new, though. They're not saying if it's going to be one movie or a trilogy or a miniseries, but it's not going to be part of the Skywalker saga. So something completely different coming
okay.
out.
All right.
Yeah. Well, also, I know you'd be interested in this. AOC is going to have her own comic book.
You're kidding me.
Yes, comic book nerds.
What?
Look for Alexandria Cortez and the Freshman Force.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a 1981 rap group, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You're right.
New party, who dis? It's going to be a bunch of different artists out on Devil's Due Comics. In fact, the first issue comes out today if you want to look for it.
Oh, it does?
At your favorite comic book store.
The AOC comic book is available today.
Right.
I hope it's not printed on paper. I mean, I hope there were no trees that lost their lives so that she could have her own comic book.
I think this is a joke, but it says it's printed on unpaid medical bills. I'm pretty sure that's a joke, but if they can pull that off...
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. So she takes on people like Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders and, you know, Mitch McConnell.
So Nancy Pelosi is the villain?
I could
get into that.
Because she's in the Freshman Force. Freshman Force.
Here's a text that says, AOC might be the most annoying person on Earth. Well, there's a lot of people who like her. They're fans of socialism.
People that are... unwilling to work. I have to use the proper verbiage.
Will she be getting paid for this?
No, the money that would go to her will go to several different charitable organizations.
Is it going to the New Green Deal? Why doesn't she fund the New Green Deal with sales of her comic
Excellent
book?
Excellent plan.
Her superhero comic book.
That would be better than a lobbyist, for sure. Yeah.
All right. It is 8:08, and it is time for this.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Hey, Derek the Steelers fan. You mad, bro? Thank you, Greg.
On WAAF.
All right. It's 8:09 and time for today's Hill Mail voicemail messages, which are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Spring into Savings program. Because you listen to this show, you are going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com is where you go. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages of the previous 24 hours.
6, 58 a.m.
Hello, Mikey. Doris Day calling. Listen, sweet cheeks, if you're still interested in knocking off a piece, you better get your little buns over here pronto. I left this message a little early, you know, but my phone was dying. As am I.
End of message.
Oh, no.
A little respect.
Too soon.
Come on.
Too soon. That's America's sweetheart that you're impersonating. Yeah. Doris Day.
Girl next door.
And Tim Conway passed away yesterday.
Right. Yeah, he did. Yeah. I feel bad. I kind of thought he was already dead.
Oh, you do? You do?
I feel bad.
That's not
But
nice.
He was awesome, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, yeah.
Groundbreaking comedic television program.
Absolutely.
And he was a big part of that.
Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob, if you're of a certain age.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Because you're like, who the hell's Carol Burnett and why is she talking in her ear?
Right. And I believe he was on McHale's Navy.
Oh, what? Yes, he was. That's
the original
right.
McHale's Navy. TV
Wait,
show.
Was there a remake? Well, there was a movie.
There was a movie with your doppelganger, Tom Arnold, I believe. I think he was in it.
Yes, he was. Yeah. And I think Leonardo DiCaprio was also
Was he in it?
No, he was. No, he wasn't.
7:21 a.m.
Well, we now know that Stu Grimey and Mike Shue have something in common. They both smashed into an elderly woman.
End of message.
Okay, that was pretty
funny. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Tuesday, 1:55 p.m.
Hey, since this show has essentially turned into a food show, I got to ask a legitimate question. Why do I get weird looks when I eat chips for breakfast at work? They're pretty much home fries. What's the difference?
End of message.
It was probably someone that was eating a muffin, which is cake, that gave you a hard time about it.
Yeah. It is weird, though, to think about having potato chips for breakfast.
Why? No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Not
You're
at
ridiculous.
All. No?
Just because it's in a different form than a hash brown or a home fry?
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Right? I don't understand people. I mean, I love breakfast for dinner, and I love dinner for breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem eating a steak for breakfast. Yeah. I don't have a problem eating pasta for breakfast. I don't have a problem eating pancakes for dinner. These people that are like, oh, it's not, I can't eat pancakes after 10 a.m.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? You're eating chicken at 9 o'clock. You're eating a pork. You're eating the Milano or whatever it was called you're eating that sandwich from Milano's Deli in East Boston at 8 o'clock on a Friday. Yes, I am, because it's friggin' delicious.
Well, people don't understand that by the time 9 o'clock rolls around, that's our lunchtime.
Right. That's our first lunch.
Right. That's our
Irregardless.
First
lunch. Irregardless.
Even if I'm waking up at 9, you know, I'm going to have a roast beef sandwich.
This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Tim?
Thank you, guys, for everything you do. I hope LB the best.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think Mike Shue may have been thinking of the late Javi Corman as already being dead, and I just said that as an up-talker.
Oh.
Abbott and Costello. Laurel and Hardy. I mean, they're YouTube, their stuff. I just laugh uncontrolled.
Yeah.
Slapstick team.
They would call that slapstick, right?
Yep.
7:11 a.m.
Correct. You said you had the testosterone level of a college athlete. I'm guessing the sport you're talking about would be women's tennis.
End of message.
He grunts a lot, but he's less irritable.
Oh, I basically have the T level of a virile 25-year-old young man. That's what the Northeast Men's Clinic essentially told me.
I don't know how you explain the irritability then.
Well, I mean, you try handling this crew every day.
Well, that's a difficult challenge.
See how irritable you are.
9:05 a.m.
I'm actually a fan of the Stanley Fole segment. You know who also likes Stanley Fole? Danielle Murr, of course.
End of message.
We need an update on Stanley's poll from Stanley Stiz Grimey, which we'll get in a second.
4:44 a.m.
I gotta say, one of my favorite things driving down 93 in the morning is watching all the dopes who think that they can get in the breakdown lane, the travel lane, and then all of a sudden they come up around the bend and boom, what's there? Blue light. Yeah. They freak out and they're like, oh, let me in. Nope. Get caught, mother truckers.
End of message. Tuesday, 10:08 p.m.
Tuca sucks. We need to trade him. He sucks. He's awful. Screw Tuca.
End of message.
I mean, Could the guy be peaking at any better time? I mean, he stole that game last night.
That first period was his greatest moment. He saved that game for the Bruins in the first period.
How about surviving the third period?
Yeah.
There was an absolute barrage in the third period last night. But they're up 3-0. I mean, listen, it's happened. It's happened to us in somewhat recent memory where a team comes back from a 3-0 deficit, but not likely. Not likely. If Lord Stanley is listening, we want the cup. So one more to go for the Bruins.
4:56 a.m.
Am I the only one listening to this whole deal about no grades and everything that hopes and wishes that they were there the first time one of their bosses yells at them for something and to watch them crumble into a million pieces and cry because they never had discipline when they were younger? Well, it's going downhill quick.
End of message.
Hey, you're shaking your head, Mr. Shu.
I'm just saying, that's what I said yesterday when we did that story. No more valedictorian. Take the stress out of school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a B, it's okay.
Well, because life isn't stressful at all.
Oh, no.
So no. Why should high school be stressful?
Yeah, when you graduate, everybody gets a job.
Yep.
Right?
It pays the same.
Everybody gets paid. Yeah,
everyone makes six figures.
That's right. Your car never breaks down. Nothing ever happens to your home.
You don't have to pay for car insurance, mm-hmm, renter's right. insurance. You don't have to pay rent. You don't have to buy food.
Things are awesome.
4:16 p.m.
Jen, our daughter is graduating from college. Time we show her tough love. Julia, yes, Daddy, you're graduating from college. So the free ride at the house in Stowe is over. I'm going to need you to take all your belongings and move them to the beach house in Maine. Okay, Daddy.
End of message.
Knock it off. She's going to be starting her job in September. She's working at a private school as a teacher.
And she'll be living there?
Living there, okay. Nice. Like I think they call them dorm parents.
Okay, so have you set up the joint account yet? Into which you'll funnel the support funds?
No, there will be nothing like that. She's on her own.
You're adorable.
Tough love, as the caller said. You get out there in the world,
right,
and
Mr. 1963.
You gotta pay your bills.
Yeah, sure.
Figure out how to do it,
Dad.
Can't be going out every Friday, Saturday night if you don't have the funds in the bank account.
Stay in,
watch television, eat ramen noodles. I mean, it's a rite of passage, isn't it?
Not anymore, guy. Uber Eats, DoorDash, Postmates. We live in a post-ramen society. Ooh, that'll be the title of my next book.
Are you kidding me?
A post-ramen society.
Have you ever driven by the place, the ramen place that's near the Capitol Grill? There's a line out the door at 7 a.m. Yeah. from people who want to eat ramen over there.
Guy, I'm talking about packaged ramen.
I know.
Ew. That's not a farm fresh coddled egg in my ramen. I want to send it back.
5:46 a.m.
To the raft here of the Boston Bruins, and to all of you naysayers during the regular season, cut is my case.
End of message.
Oh, yeah.
5:46 a.m.
Oh, man, nothing makes me laugh harder than Scott saying, I don't even like those sports cars anymore. Yeah, I'm sure the feeling's mutual, you turd.
End of message.
He did say that. He said he can't stand the sports radio guys anymore, but yet he's going to call them on every show up until midnight tonight. Yeah.
6:45 a.m.
And all you people thought LB sucked at the sports. LB! Come back, please. LB, come back.
End of message.
Lots of texters who want an update on LB. I've said this now countless times. It's LB's out dealing with some personal stuff, and that's his personal stuff. Mm-hmm. If he wants to share that, I'm sure he will at some point, and I'm sure he'll be back at some point. I can't tell you when, but we're all thinking about him and hoping that this goes good. So that is about it on that. There's Stanley Stiz Grimey.
Yo.
Our vice president of social medias on this program. Stanley's poll is up this morning.
It is, Greg. Up and at attention.
Yeah.
So this morning we asked, a recent survey ranked the Boston accent the second sexiest in the nation.
I can't believe this. We talked about this last hour. I cannot believe that the Boston accent is the second sexiest accent in the country. Right behind Texas, by the way.
Right.
But what's
right.
the poll
exactly,
question?
Right behind Texas. Yeah. So we asked, which accent is the sexiest? We have three choices this morning. Is it Boston, Texas, or Klingon?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Klingon's not an accent. That is an entire language. I think Worf never had an accent. Sir, our shields are at 70%. No accent.
Right now, the Homers are taking over, and Boston is in the lead with 43%. However, Klingon is right behind with 30%.
Mm. Really?
Also, I actually just thought of an accent that I think is sexy that I forgot when I was assembling this poll, the British accent.
Oh, really? Mm.
You don't think a woman with a British accent?
With a British accent?
A British accent, yes. A Cockney accent, maybe not so much.
Actually, what's the Cockney? Actually, listening to you right now, I have determined that the Boston accent is not at all sexy in any way, shape,
or form.
What
do you mean, dude? It's wicked pissy, dude. Yeah.
I'm just... So you like the British... How about the Australian? That's international, though.
Yeah.
The Australian accent, I think, is very... On women, is very sexy. But the... Sorry, the British one doesn't really... It doesn't really do it for me. You really like the British one?
If it's a hot chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? I guess. Or what about Danielle? Come on, do a little of the Russian.
People hate when you put me on the spot. People go either way. They say, it should sound nothing like Russian, or they say, yes, please give it to me in a bed place while I'm bent over the sink, Natasha.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
Right? Hold on, drop your pants. I have to... Does anyone have gloves so I can make noise?
Does Stiz ask you to do accents when you two are in bed?
Well, here's the thing. I did not want to bring this up, but Stanley only has futon on his apartment. So it was, I sit there one day and I said, do you have a handle I can hold on to lower myself to sit in couch? Did not know you were on. Oh, look, it's Fire Hazard of Halogen Lamp from 1995. It's a very single man apartment. So he has this and then you know, he's trying to be romantic. Says, "Oh, you know, making the eyes at me." And then I look behind him, and he has all this Funko Pop making eyes at me behind him. It's very. Then he came out, and he said, "It would cost extra for a role play." And I said, "Well, what you had in mind?" And he comes out with Freddy mask on.
Really?
And that's he tried weird. To touch me with that's the. He tried to pull a Robert Kraft on me with the gloves that has the little knives on the fingers.
Oh no! Really?
And he was trying to say, "Let's play Orchids of Asia," and I said, "I'm not sure exactly what you're saying here, but it's some kind of Geneva Convention."
Trying to trim the hedges.
I mean, jeez.
If you are, well, you'll not get close enough to see that this is a bare landscape.
Oh, it's
we don't have hedges.
It's bare landscape.
No, it's pavers. It's down to the pavers, as LB would say.
Danielle, can you say something in the Russian accent for me? Can you say, "I see you're pouring borax and sand on the fire. That is your first mistake."
Ooh. I see you're pouring borax and sand on the fire. That is your first mistake.
She's awesome, right, Shu?
Oh, my God.
Tonya.
Or Danielle speaks Spanish a lot too. That's pretty hot too.
Oh, that does it for you?
Yeah.
So do you like what is it that you like about her? Is it her? I feel like you're just turned on by her accents, which is kind of like a weird thing.
Oh, who, Danielle?
Yeah.
Oh, it's everything.
Oh, it's everything.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, it's everything.
The whole package.
Especially the more money that she makes.
So by that extension, you should be in love with Greg.
Oh, I am.
Hello, Trevor.
You guys know why British people talk with their teeth clenched?
I don't know.
It's because our mouths are full of cavities.
All right. Thanks,
my
Stan.
My cheeks are full of Chernobyl.
Thank you, guys.
That is cold.
Stanley's poll is up on our Twitter feed, at WAAF, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAAFrocks, or on Instagram at WAAF Boston. On my Twitter feed, I shared a link to the details on that survey, which said that the Boston accent was the second sexiest accent in our country. So if you want to read up on that, then you can check that out on my Twitter feed at Greg Hill, WAAF is how you find me on Twitter. I will probably go Instagram live again next hour when we up talk the sports with Natalie the Up Talker.
Yes.
That other Natalie who's in here this morning filling in for LB.
It's and the original Natalie. What are you talking about?
I know. Why do you keep saying that other Natalie?
Well, it's because you're like that other chick.
It's the first Natalie. Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to Happy Place right after this.
Oh my God. My friend asked me to go and I was like,
You were like, I'm not paying $30.
Well, yeah, like that was like the reason.
Your friend asked you to go to Happy Place?
Yeah, like, because I had, like, heard about it, obviously, from you guys, and I just, like, saw it, and she was like, do you want to go? And I was like,
Well, how much is it? It's, like, 50 bucks.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, that's kind of why I was like, do I really want to pay, like, 50 bucks to take pictures?
But, like, think about it. And then I'd have to, like, what's the ROI on likes, though? Like, I mean, if it actually is, like, worth it for, like, down the line, like, you could really increase your social profile.
Like, I'd have to, like, find an outfit. Like, it would be a whole process.
And then, like, someone else is taking the pictures for you. They don't frame it the right way. Yeah, you have, like, great fashion sense. What are you even talking about right now? You look amazing.
Like, I'm wearing work clothes. They're, like, the dorkiest clothes I own.
That place is such
kind of like work for like an agency. So
yeah,
but that place is such a statement about the current.
Yeah,
it's genius.
The current situation in this country.
Oh yeah,
you have a pop up, in which predominantly women are going, just so that they can take Instagram photos, and they are
women and their non-threatening male friends.
that's right,
and they are paying $50 to get in, and the place is sold out for like months. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
I mean,
and if you read their website, it's like we've been visited by celebrities like Kourtney Kardashian and blah blah blah, like all these different celebrities.
Oh, they've been visited by celebrities.
Well, like I guess they pop up in different cities. So when they're in LA, they're like, all these celebrities came to visit us.
I'm pretty sure they paid Kourtney Kardashian $250,000 to show up.
Kardashians don't do things for money.
She doesn't get up for less than a couple hundred grand. Mm-mm. Guaranteed.
Yes.
She doesn't even open her left eye for less than that.
Yeah.
Again, not code.
All right. Apparently, Spiz Grimy, spelling expert, Spiz Grimy.
Spiz Grimy.
Spelled Klingon wrong on
How
Twitter,
do you get so. Klingon wrong?
Is it with a C or a K?
It's K,
a
right?
K. It's a K, little girl.
I know.
Natalie, everybody everybody wants to know if they can follow you on Instagram.
Sure.
Okay.
It's just Natalie Barone.
Natalie Barone.
Yeah, it's just Natalie B as in boy Arone.
Okay.
Like Ray, like everyone loves Raymond Barone. That show.
Yeah.
That was his last name.
No, it was.
Yeah.
What was that his name? Oh, that was
Mrs.
his name.
Barone.
Oh my God, I watch that show nightly and Marie. Like every night.
You mean
like,
Ray Romano?
Yeah, and like every night I get to hear my last name.
I used to make $14 million per episode for that show.
I love.
Haven't
that
worked
show.
Since.
You love Ray Romano, Greg. Almost as much as you love Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah. If there were a movie with Adam Sandler, Ray Romano, and Tom Hanks, I would go see it 14 times.
You hate Adam Sandler.
I don't hate anybody.
I met Adam Sandler in LA.
Oh, you did?
Oh my God,
yes. How did that happen?
And so I was doing a studio tour, like, you know, you can go to the studio tours and they're like wicked cool. And oh my God, that was like when we only had digital cameras. Uh-huh. I remember like Adam Sandler was coming up and we had the digital camera. I was like, Dad, like quick, take a picture, quick. But he like didn't get it fast enough. I was like, oh my God. But I got a picture of like just him. It was kind of cool.
Here's a text that says, serious question. Does Natalie up talk like that for the bit, or does she really talk that way? No, she really talks that way.
Yeah.
How did we meet you? Millennial Olympics?
Yeah,
is that how we met you?
Olympics.
Yeah, we met you in Millennial Olympics.
Well, yeah, I like really thought I was going to win that, but turns out there was no winner.
Yeah.
Well, but we're all winners.
Quite frankly, we were the winners.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, like
those of us who are not millennials were the winners of the Millennial Olympics.
The people have to know that, like, I have been getting made fun of for my voice for like my whole entire life. Like, what? It's nothing new.
Because you uptalk?
Yeah, and like just like the way I sound.
Yeah. So Texter says you sound like Aubrey.
That's what they said last
time. What's her name?
Plaza?
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza? Who is
Which
that?
Which I said was a compliment because she's wicked pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Who is she? Big actress?
She's
April in Parks and Rec.
That's it. Yeah.
I know you don't like watch that show, but like a lot of people do. Like I know you hate on like
it's
Big
like
Bang
the
Theory,
Office.
But it's like popular. Yes, it is. Pawnee.
Let's see. Are you single? All the creeps want to know. Yes, you are. Okay. All right. Well, they're all going to slide into
your... Keep it clean, gentlemen.
Gonna slide into your and DMs. Ladies. All right. Natalie will do the sports one more time. Tomorrow on sports, filling in for LB, it is former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich.
Ooh.
So Ninko will be here for a good part of the morning tomorrow morning. And we'll be right back with some Game of Thrones talk because it's Wednesday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Donald.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What are you calling about?
I was calling about Game of Thrones.
We're going to have our discussion momentarily. I want to talk quickly about what is going on over at Cambridge City Hall. But what did you want to say about Game of Thrones?
Well, my brother made a brilliant observation. He noticed Tyrion's hands look exactly like yours.
We'll talk about the mysteriously reappearing hand of Jaime Lannister when we get to our Game of Thrones talk in a moment, because it's Wednesday and there's only one more episode left, and I'm going to have to find some way. If I can't, this is what I'm worried about. I'm driving back from St. Lawrence Sunday after graduation, after packing everything up. You know it's going to be a nightmare. So let's say I cannot watch Game of Thrones Sunday night.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of these people are going to call in and spoil for me on Monday's show?
Oh, yeah.
You know that's going to happen on Monday.
It's called karma.
Yeah, it is called karma. You're right. And on Monday's show, the governor will be here.
Excellent.
Breakfast with Baker.
We're going to talk Game of Thrones?
Of course. But lots to talk to the governor about when he comes in for his monthly visit to this show. That will be Monday. Breakfast with Baker at, I think, 8:15 is when the governor is coming in on Monday's show.
Oh, we just got a fax from the governor's people. They'd like you to not bring up potholes, the Tobin Bridge construction issue, the HOV lane on 93 South being open all the time, four other things.
He answers any and all softballs that are delivered to
notes.
Him. And he does take notes, so... on tomorrow's show, Stowe 5-0 at 7:30 or thereabouts, we'll go inside the warped female brain. We will get a preview of tomorrow night's Bruins game, which could be the last game of the season.
Easy.
No jinx.
Easy.
And we will be joined in the studio by former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich, who will be filling in for LB on the sports. Now, over in Cambridge, for me, this is the last straw. The mayor and others are demanding that the state flag of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts be ripped down.
Yes.
Because it is offensive to them.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
They want to remove the state flag from the city council chambers. And, of course, as we've discussed on the show several times recently, the official seal of Massachusetts depicts an Algonquin native in gold holding a bow in his right hand and a downward arrow in the left. And then you've got the crest above with the blue and gold grade and the arm grasping the broadsword. And the translation of the Latin motto on the state symbol is, "By the sword we seek peace, but peace only under liberty." Mm-hmm. And the reason they're making this change is because they feel that this symbol is oppressive to Native Americans, and they would like the flag removed from the council chambers. They voted unanimously to support legislation that would create a commission to look into removing certain images from the state seal across the board altogether. No. That's going to be a fun expense.
Right. Remind me, is Cambridge a city that is a part of the state of Massachusetts?
At the moment.
I mean, they think they're their
they
own.
They may secede.
Maybe they should. Maybe we ought to not wait for them to secede. We ought to boot them out.
Mm.
Like, maybe if they don't want to fly the flag that is the flag of this state that everybody else flies, maybe they should just get out.
Right.
I mean, what? I mean, give me a break. Crying out loud. I mean, listen, I know you're somebody who has said maybe that's an inappropriate image on mm-hmm. the when it comes to the state seal. But do you think the flag ought to be ripped down? Aren't we all for one for all here in this?
I'm not the one in the position to speak about whether or not it's offensive. If Native Americans determine that it's offensive to them, then I will hear their concerns about that. But I'm not going to be the white woman at soccer practice who's going to be like the SJW, like, let's change all these things. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to hear from the actual group that is affected by these things and what they have to say about it.
Here's somebody who says, don't these morons have actual government stuff to do? # government stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure the streets in Cambridge are perfect. No potholes at all.
It's
no
just garbage. All bike lanes. It's right. one big bike, right. bike lane.
How about as long as they keep it down, mm-hmm. they don't get any money from the state?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to be part of the state. You are your own sovereign nation. Why don't you try it out for a little while?
Here's what happens. Here's a 518 text, Danielle, which says, I'm liberal, but that's absurd.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, New York.
New York.
Yes.
Checking in.
Schenectady area.
All right.
I had a plant named Schenectady at Hofstra.
Here's somebody who says, Greg, settle down. It's just a piece of nylon. Well, wouldn't that apply to what they're doing? I mean, if it's just a piece of nylon,
right.
then shouldn't they settle down first before I settle down?
I mean, settle down. Yeah. Yeah. No,
right?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making my point.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Greg. How long is it going to be until someone decides that the American flag itself is offensive to people and that it needs to be changed?
Yes. It's coming.
It's coming, Greg. It's going to be coming within the next 5 to 10 years. I guarantee it. And all these removal of statues, removal of state seals are just the beginning of the country changing.
Yeah. Here's a text. A text from a Native American who says, I don't find anything offensive in the state seal or the flag. The only people who find it offensive are white people, is what the Native American says. Well, not white people in Cambridge, yes. Here's another Native American checking in. Who cares, is what they say. All right, well, anyway, we'll see what happens over there in the People's Republic of Cambridge. They are welcome to form their own sovereign nation if they want. If you're listening over there, go for it. See how long it takes us to miss you. Hello, Andrew.
Yes, I think what they should do is take it down, paint it orange, and write roadwork ahead.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great state seal. Wasn't sure if that was a fire festival reference or a construction reference, but...
Speaking of fire festival, don't forget, Andy King will be our master of ceremonies at the Greg Hill Foundation Nantucket Frigizit Party.
Love it.
During Figawi weekend. So,
love it.
Andy will be bringing the Evian water, making sure that we're able to get the water on the island. I really appreciate his willingness to do that. And if you'd like to join us for that party, I think there's literally only like 20 tickets left. So,
yikes.
You have to go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And as long as I'm plugging things of a foundation nature, our annual Seaport Strong Party, which is presented by Echo Store, is coming up on May 28th. That's the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Correct.
And that's at Del Frisco's in the Seaport. We do this. This is probably the fifth or sixth year that we've done this.
Sixth, I think.
Yeah. And so it's a great event. Celebrity bartenders, New England Patriots, Patrick Chung will be there. The McCourties told me they will be there. News Smokes will be behind the bar serving up drinks.
Yay.
And Del Frisco's will be just sending tray after tray of delicious food out to be passed amongst you. It's a very affordable event.
Yes.
So go to thegreghillfoundation.org and join me for that event.
I may have to bring a disguise for a portion of the evening because I always get shut out of the food because I'm too busy talking to people the whole time. And then all of a sudden it's the end of the evening. You've given your little speech. People have talked. And then I'm like headed home and I'm like, I didn't even get to eat because I was talking the whole time.
Stand by the kitchen.
I do. But then people are like, blaza, 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 animals, things, what's life, blah, 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 LB, Greg, shoe, Stan, things, and they talk, and I'm like, yeah, and then the one person that stops will have, like, the scallops wrapped in bacon that I don't eat.
No.
Story of my life.
Here's a text that says, may I be the first to suggest that we change the state flag to House Targaryen. This is a perfect entree into our Game of Thrones discussion. So we have some time. And we normally wait till Wednesdays to discuss Sunday television on this program.
Correct.
I was not that happy with the episode Sunday night. And many of you, as Shu pointed out, love it. Many of you don't love it. So I'm here for you this morning so that you can share your opinion. I think the Mother of Dragons essentially becoming the Mad Queen was not at all where I expected that to go. I don't know how you feel, but I'm certainly you can text or you can call 617-764-9223. I alluded earlier to the fact that many are bothered by the fact that they saw Jaime Lannister's hand reappear in a hug. I think that that was just an error, or maybe
another coffee cup.
Maybe
not an Easter egg.
I mean, maybe they're doing it on. Is it possible that they're doing it on purpose now?
Yes, absolutely. I think
that maybe they are basically screwing with everybody. But yes, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Oh no, it's Steve. Sorry.
Oh, Steve. What's up, Steve?
Steve, Dave.
What's going on? So, Game of Thrones. I know you said you didn't like it, but I think it set everything up for what's going to happen in the final episode.
Meaning what?
So, Arya Stark. You know, they said after the show they had Arya Stark being the one during the carnage, so that we could feel like we were involved with it because we knew her. That's what they said after the show. What I think they did was I think they set it up because Arya Stark saw all the carnage that was going on in King's Landing, so she got it firsthand. I feel Daenerys is going to kill Jon Snow and Tyrion, and the only way anybody can get closer is Arya Stark using the face of Khal Drogo to trick Daenerys, and that's how she gets into it. I feel that Arya Stark and Gendry Baratheon are going to take over the throne.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this once. Anything, any result other than Jon Snow ruling the Iron Throne is an
Jon Snow, bitch, that'll last me.
I'm
so disappointed with him.
It is
Arya Stark rode off on Khal Drogo's white horse at the end. I think it's blatantly apparent that's what's going to happen.
It's an epic failure in my opinion. anything other than that result is a complete and epic failure. Yes, this texter wants to point out that Aaron Rodgers appeared in this episode. Yes. Probably some kind of an auction item that he bought or something at some charity auction. let's see. Texter completely agrees with the caller. Here's a text that says the problem is that everybody is reverting that back to what they never wanted it to be. I thought it was fantastic. Well, I mean, we talked earlier about the fact that The Simpsons did indeed predict the dragon fire, and
I think Matt Groening has a time machine.
And what happened to King's Landing? Yes, yes.
Wow.
This is Brittany. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
I am just more frustrated over this entire episode that after 8 long seasons of dealing with Cersei Lannister, she dies under a pile of rocks.
It was boring.
It was incredibly boring. She did not deserve such a passive death. She needed something more brutal.
Completely agree. May have been the worst part about that episode. You wanted to see her die a miserable death, and they blew it on that.
They absolutely did.
Completely blew it. Who do you think sitting on the Iron Throne at the end on Sunday night?
Honestly, I don't see it being Jon Snow. He's not going to want it, even after everything. I see it maybe as one of the Starks. Maybe Bran, maybe Sansa, maybe Arya. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. This is Brad. Hello, Brad.
I got a Hillman correction.
Yes.
That picture of Jaime Lannister's hand, that was not in the episode. That was a promotional picture.
Oh, okay.
Never on TV.
right.
And I also not quite sure if Jamie and Cersei are dead.
Really?
They never showed dead bodies. They just showed rocks falling in dust.
Oh, that's an interesting point. A texter says the same thing. She's not dead.
Oh. Yeah.
Dun, dun,
I don't think I ever even considered that possibility.
Well, now you will.
Now I will.
Yep. Yeah. Twist.
Huh. Listen. Here's a text that says, Greg, two major questions answered after 8 years. Who ends up on the Iron Throne? No one, because it melted.
Oh, okay.
That is not, no way. Shoo, I don't know what this means.
Oh, boy.
But this nerd texter says this is a complete ripoff of Star Wars Episode 8.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not nerd enough to know.
Six.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, morning crew?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, so I have to agree with you. If this show ends with anything other than Jon Snow not getting on the throne or Arya Stark going and killing Daenerys, I'm rioting.
You are. You're done, right?
I mean, I like the show. I liked where it went and everything, but you had to see Daenerys going to be the Mad Queen. You had to see it coming. It's been documented throughout the series. There's been little hints dropped and everything. And I think ever since her best friend there died and Ser Jorah died, she has no one to really hold her back. So that's why she went off the deep end.
Yeah. How do you feel about Jaime going out the way Jaime went out?
Yeah, that was another thing I was really disappointed about, is that Cersei, all she's done this whole season is stood and looked outside at everything. She literally hasn't done anything. And I was hoping that either Arya was going to kill her or the dragon was going to come in and wipe her out, and nothing. They hug each other and they get crumbled by rocks. I was a little disappointed with their ending, especially where they gave Jaime such a huge arc and made him almost look like he was going to make a comeback to be a good guy. And then all of a sudden, boom, dead.
What, do you think any chance Tyrion sits on the throne?
The only thing that's saving Tyrion is how smart he is and how he goes about being methodical about everything. But I don't think he would end up on a throne just because I don't think they have booster seats back then big enough for him.
That's
not nice.
He was born as the gods made him.
All right. Well, anyway, one episode left of perhaps the most epic fantasy television program in the history of fantasy television. So we'll talk about that probably Monday. I'm guessing we won't wait till Wednesday. There's no reason to wait till Wednesday. We're going to have to talk about it on Monday. Dan liked the episode. Yes, Dan?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up? You liked it?
Oh, I think it was one of the better episodes of the series, if not the season.
Yeah.
A couple reasons why. Do you remember that quote from Ramsay's Bolton a few seasons back where he told Theon that if he expected a happy ending, he hasn't been paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
When I think people are missing the fact that Daenerys has been like this all along. The only reason why people have been rooting for her is because she's a nasty to evil people.
Well, I always liked her. Now I don't. Like, now I can't stand her.
And I think that was kind of the point. We've been swallowing her all along.
Yeah.
But now that she's showing herself against people that we actually kind of like, then, you know, it kind of goes back to the show subverting expectations, which is what they've been doing all along.
Yeah, all right. Good point. I know that the Up Talker has to leave soon. Can you hang around and do one more sports report?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And give me one more. I got to get Kyle on because he's been hanging on patiently. Kyle.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say, with Daenerys, I feel like a lot of people are missing that she's been foreshadowed as going from good to evil this whole season where...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.